Heita wala Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamuchira emchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Big Mike. Nasi mchirongwa Zimbabwe muhle today tashika muna July in 2019. Nasi mchirongwa we're looking to touch on something Zimbabwe. I'm your host Mike Hoye. Ontanga Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamuchira emchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Once again, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 9th of July 2019. Now tonight on The Connection we're discussing the 5th annual Forbes 30 under 30 list that features seven young Zimbabweans got to be featured on this year's 2019 Forbes 30 under 30 list. Now, for those that don't know Zimbabwe Moshe, Forbes Africa releases a list every year, like I said, for the past 5 years. Now, for the past 4 years, the list had 90 people. This year, the list featured 120 young Africans from different parts of the continent, which, of course, once again, I can't emphasize on this, seven young Zimbabweans were featured. Now, these young people are all entrepreneurs who come from different countries, Nigeria, South Africa, Malawi, Zimbabwe, the list goes on and on. These young people are all people who are considered trailblazers. I repeat, trailblazers. These are people who are doing really, really well on the face of the African continent. They're creating new industries. They're creating employment within their countries. They're doing amazing things. Now, on this list, like I mentioned, features seven Zimbabweans, those being number one, Kim Jade, who is a media personality based in South Africa. She has signed endorsement with renowned groups and organizations such as Revlon, Coca-Cola, and more. The second one, his name is Gilmore Tafadzwa Moyo. A lot of you know him as Gilmore T. He's a radio and TV host. He's a fashionista. He's a content producer. He's a public relations consultant. Gilmore founded his company, Paperbag Africa, which is one of the reasons that led him to being profiled on the Forbes 2019 30 under 30 list. The next one is Terence Mate. We're looking to have Terence come into our program. Terence runs a company that offers incineration services to hospitals, clinics, funeral parlors, and more. This is all in Zimbabwe. The company once won a contract to dispose of confidential electoral information for the EU observation, the European Union. So he's doing big things. Besides running that company, Terence, of course, himself is an auditor. The third one, number three, Zimbabwe is Khanyisile Madonko Nderezina. Khanyisile is a Zimbabwean based in South Africa. She runs a consulting and business development firm based in South Africa. His company launched an accelerator program to help young people start and run viable businesses in Zimbabwe. So soon and very soon, I'm looking to have Khanyisile on our program. Wilfred Mwanza is number four on the list. He is a Zimbabwean. Once again, another one. He's the founder of Ford Illusions, which provides a simplified practical training on the applications of robotics using NXT logo robots for SMEs. Now, here I'm speaking Greek. Now, we're talking robotic languages. Wilford also focuses on providing private businesses with assistance and government organizations in the country. Number five on the list is Shoriwa. And Zimbabwe Musha, I've got the list right here. So don't be surprised. Lingbonang bega pants, right? No, it's because I'm reading the list as I go. Number five on the list is Shoriwa Sean Benjamin, who is a geek, who founded a company that provides ICT solutions such as mobile apps, websites, systems, cloud servers, and video production. Number six on the list is Melissa Mwale. Melissa is the founder of three organizations that are all in the digital space. So, e-digital, e-nzizi, into ezimangalisayo, emhlabeni, ikakhulukazi e-Africa. Hive Incorporation is an online fashion store, and CryptoGem is her Bitcoin trading platform. So that is the list of Zimbabwe Moshe. There are 7 young Zimbabweans who featured on the 2019 Forbes 30 under 30 list. Plus 1202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us tonight. We're also going to be broadcasting live on our Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, Uyezepa, VOA Ndebele. Truktive nyiropa masaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, Uyezepa 4930-6065, Nepa 195460 kilohertz per shortwave. Zimbabwe Mushe abafisa ngena kuhlelo. You can also call us live on plus 1202-619-2077. Ligas kuma njalo ku WhatsApp. Mokwalisa unroera text pa WhatsApp pa plus 1202-465-0318. Abafisa kubugela ku internet. Kanamchila utepe njira pa internet. We can do that too, Zimbabwe Mushe. www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voaindebele.com. Those are our 3 websites. But Rekare Zimbabwe Mushe, most importantly, Musakangano Tripana Papa Facebook, on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, we are Zepa, VOA Shana, for the next hour to Taura, Nevechidiki, Varpa List E, Forbes 30 under 30, 2019 list. Saka pindai mchirongwa, sheai, vada ukurukura Nevechidiki, our Muchin Zwisisa, if you're looking to understand, kuta, ah, how are these young people doing it? How are they being featured on the Forbes 2019 30 under 30 list in this current economical climate? Please feel free to call us and join the program.
If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is plus 1-202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Imali ekolo ingoma eka DJ Skyver. Ndiko kanzio ka DJ Skyver, recent winner of the Bulawayo Arts Awards. Congratulations, Bafor. At Big Mike 3 is a username on Twitter and Instagram. Saka aiwa, after this hour, ngati kurukure ipapo. Parizino, I'm right here with you, Zimbabwe Moshe, for the next hour on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, Uyezepa, VOA Shona. Sakana kana mchifara chirongwa. Don't forget kuisa my loves ne my likes. Now joining me, who's going to be my first guest on the program, is going to be Terrence Mate. But before we go to Terrence, let me show you guys a little snippet of a video of Terrence speaking at the recent 30 Under 30 Meets program, whereby they gave him the platform to talk a little about his business. Take a look.
I pursued my love for entrepreneurship in college and started a couple of businesses there. My most successful one being buying a dead popcorn machine for about $100 and turning it into a very thriving business that served amazing popcorn in 3 wonderful flavors. Walking out of college, I asked myself an important question: what next? A friend of mine ran a funeral home, so I started a waste management business where I would help them dispose of used embalming fluid. The following week, I read in the paper that a hospital group was going to have their license taken because they were disposing of their used syringes. To me, that was opportunity knocking. That hospital became customer number 2. I went on to register this business, and I stand before you as a co-founder of Southern Incineration Services. We are Zimbabwe's largest private provider of incineration services. Over the past year, Southern Incineration Services has grown from strength to strength. We are a company with 12 full-time employees. We operate from about 7 cities and towns across Zimbabwe, and we're on track to be a $1 million company in 2020.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard him. That was Terence Mate. He's a young gentleman, the founder of Southern Incendiary Services. Air Zimbabwe, when they are based in Harare. You heard him himself, the reason why he's on this Forbes 30 under 30 list. The company, okay. By 2020, they're expecting Uti. They'll be raking in a million. Uti, are those bonds? Uti, are those US? What? A million? Imali. Yo! So I'm not sure Uti says like now Uti and Smartekling, but Zimbabwe Muhle, Ndiyonyaya Chukukurukura, Nasi Muchirongwa, Forbes 30 under 30. We have 7 young entrepreneurs who are part of that list. I think Rukunzi Wati, Dana Terence, Parunari, I have Terence on the line. Terence Matem Numzana, welcome, welcome, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Right, Terence, people just watched a video here where you were telling them Uti by 2020 you're expecting Uti in company Ako is going to be raking in the good millions. What's up with that?
Well, it looks like it may not be 2020, which we actually want to bring it to be like that before the end of this year.
Oh, so it's sooner than expected. Oh man, congratulations, congratulations. But before we get Terence, before we get into the nitty gritty, let's talk a little about the Forbes 30 under 30 list. Before we start talking, let me first congratulate you live on air. Congratulations, because what you did there, buddy, that accomplishment is a big, big deal. To be part of 120 young Africans who are emerging, changing economies, who are changing, shaping the environment within the on the face of the continent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Now, let's get into the nitty-gritties. The Forbes 30 under 30, there are people who don't understand what this list is all about, why it's important, why Mike is making a big deal of it, and why he's broadcasting about it. So I'm going to give you the honors as someone who's part of this list to explain to them. What exactly is the Forbes 30 under 30 list, and why is it important to you as a young Zimbabwean to be on that list?
Okay. You know, there's a proverb that says that until the deer learns to write, then legend will always speak of the hunter. In other words, legend will always speak of the lion. So this list particularly is Africa telling Africa's story, because this is Forbes Africa 30 under 30. It's entrepreneurs who are African, born in Africa, and have their businesses operating in Africa. Mm-hmm. Who are leading in whatever industry. So I can say that should generally answer both questions. Say, what is it about and why is it important? We are all under the age of 30. We all started the businesses that we run, and we are leading in whatever industry that we are in. So that is what it's about, and that's why we believe that it is something that is important.
Now, Terence, tell me something. I've had a lot of young entrepreneurs on this program here, and a lot of them, they've complained. The economy is not in the greatest of positions. However, we have 7 young people who are from this very same country that's saying the economy is not in its greatest position, that are being profiled, that are being said to be game changers, that have the potential, that are employers, and so forth and so forth. How do we go about ensuring that this legacy moves forward and we shape this history and we don't have people just focusing on the negative?
Correct. I think, I agree with those individuals on the show and what they said. Even for myself, I will say Zimbabwe is quite a difficult environment to operate in. I guess the key to succeed is primarily twofold. First of all, you have to identify a niche. Even in Afghanistan, where their rockets are flying, and people still need water to drink. People still need oil. So no matter how difficult an economy is, there will be opportunities for very basic and also for specialized services, which is where I find myself, specialized services. And also, the other opportunity has to do with looking beyond where you are. So I think the challenge at times, you're operating in Harare, Goblawai, and, you're just looking at that. There's so much more outside of where you are. You're in Bulawayo, but, dream of, Harare and Harare. We started with Bulawayo. And right now, the only province where you don't find me is in Manicaland. I've joined this in 3 years. So it's about looking outside of where you are. And going into 2020, we're already looking at going beyond the Zimbabwean border. So I would say, first of all, look beyond where you are and also look for a niche and a specialized service that you can deliver and you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chance, let me hold you up for 1 second. I have my first call on the line. I hope the call is looking to talk to you for a second, but just hold on the line. Let me hear from my first caller. Kola, mtereri, ndimwe kutanga wapinda mchirongwa, ngokalayo na mshaguselo, mbano kone tingweni.
Mkuma, lorilai.
Hey, mamoyo, unjani?
Yeah,
pili, unjani. Ice pili, utabalu kone kutuini, mamoyo, uluzile. Kula basa kula yaba, tabaka kwele Zimbabwe, bona. They are being embraced on the face of the continent. Kutuwa hai, bona, they are part of the game changers. They are shifting everything. Kuthiwa bona balamandla okuthuthukisa isimo somnotho elizweni. Wena uthini ngodaba olukhona?
Athuthukisa umnotho kuphi, ekhaya kumbe kwamanye amazwe?
Well, on both faces, mama. So i-list lena, it's about embracing 120 young people. Kuthiwa bona they're doing big things emazweni abo njalo kuzwekazi leAfrika. So bona kuthiwa umsebenzi wabo it's special enough ukuthi bangathuthukisa isimo somnotho. So wena uthi?
Hayi, kodwa ngiyala mina ukuthi khona kunomuntu ozokwazi ukuthuthukisa isimo seZimbabwe ngaphansi kombuso kaMnangagwa, vele angeke vele kuyenze vele.
Kungani usisho kanjalo phela? Ecingweni silo mnumzana lo ongisakhulayo uthi by the end of the year mina inkampani yami ilamandla of raking in at least $1 million.
Ya, nxa kuthi yena utsho njalo ukuthi uthi yena udla lapho khona ngale mfini. Xa kuthi wonkhona uyakubona ukuthi wonkhona yini icompany yakhe iyasebenza, ingathi iyayenza imali ebonakalayo, kutho ukuthi udla layo lokhu zena umbuso. Because ezithini abantu abatsha vele kasikuboni thini ukuthi wonkhona kule nto eyenziwa yilo kunjani ilizwe leZimbabwe ngaphansi kwalo mbuso karhulumente yena lo khona.
So wena uthi hayi kunzima ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo bazithuthukise ngaphansi kombuso okhona?
Kunzima kakhulu, kusho ukuthi umuntu ongaba le chance yokuthi khona azithuthukise or abe nemphumela omuhle kulelani ilizwe ngaphansi kwawona lona umbuso kuyikuthi khona ma kuyikuthi vele uyabe kulesandla ekudleni bekubhekelela lawo.
Hayi, sikuzwile mamoyo. Ula amazwe yini okugcina ukuphosela?
Hayi, mina ngithi konkhona abantu kumele ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi wonkhona vele ungajabuleli ukuthi wona wena uyi-one udle kube abanye abantwana bedubeka. Uyabona, sonke siyafanana. Kusho ukuthi ngaye phela nxa kuwukuthi khona kunomphumelo omuhle ngale, kusho ukuthi ngabe sonke sikhona ekhaya, sihlezi ekhaya, hambe angeke sijabulele ukuthi sibe yiziphephele emazweni singatholi lutho, kube ekhaya ku-right.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mamoyo. Wothi siza ukuthi yena uTerence uthen, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo, angithi?
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Terence, usakhona ecingweni?
Hayi, zengilalele sibili umamoyo ekhuluma indaba yakhe le.
So wena uthini? How are you doing it? Uyamuzwa umamoyo uthi abantu abasakhulayo babona ngani ukuzithuthukisa kunzima ngempela, ikakhulu phansi kombuso khona. Wena ungomunye wabasakhulayo, part of 7 young people abazithuthukisayo elizweni. Wena ule nkampani ehola imali eningi, ukwenza njani?
Okay, as they economy has been going through, what we all know is a difficult period. Like what I said, I offer a specialized service. And I think one thing that has contributed to the success of the business is not like what she suggests with but as things become difficult, they notice that the big players, which are international companies, eat from the market. And they go back to their countries. And that in itself will lead to the broker players to take up that mortgage. So, like what I'm saying, we're all in the same economic environment, but ultimately we look at things differently. And what the economy is different, that has contributed to the success of the business. Because, you know, some of the big players have retreated to go back to predominantly South Africa where they're from. Mm. And that has allowed them to then take up that market. So I, Umamo Eakala, and Lamia Muhuma, and he's in Lapa to run any business is very difficult. Mm. I need the Lava Ababusayo, but generally that's how we do.
Now, ening labasa kulayo, a lot of young people vanopinda mchirongo panapa vanema business ava kasiana siana vanochema nyaya kuti, especially even those that are looking to get venture into businesses anzi nyaya seed capital munyika ai anzi mari haisikubatsika munhu wechidika akaenda kunema banga akasiana siana vachikumbira loan yokutanga ma business avo vari kunyimwa vachinzi hamuna collateral. Saka imi makazvita sei sezvo murimo munyika? You're based in Harare. It's not a wonder. How did you do it?
Okay. Now, this is how I started. For me, it was an idea. And I didn't have the capital to start a business. So what I did is I looked for a strategic partner who could provide the resources. And that actually is my own brother-in-law, who I am in business. So, like, you know, I'm into the business of incineration. And to build an incinerator in itself requires a very large capital outlay. But he was in a similar business. For example, if you go to many mines, they've got furnaces. And he was in the business of constructing those furnaces. So my idea now is to say, you know what, there is an opportunity to do it biomedical waste ETC, which is primarily a furnace, but of a different design. So I was like, you know, help me by constructing the incinerator, providing it, and maintaining it. What I will do with the marketing aspect of going out into the market and getting the cash.
Mm-hmm.
So that then significantly reduced the amount of capital I needed to begin with. And also, the other thing that I did is, because I had a full-time job, that allowed me to use my payslip to get a pay raise, to then finance, you know, part of those costs that were required. So, I mean, that's how I was able to significantly reduce the cost. I partnered with
Terence.
To provide me. Yes.
Yes, e phone yaku kanyang and yak and lizard, like it keeps cutting off. So what's the song that call the producer with a drop line and then he'll try calling you back, and it's
okay, that's fine.
All right. Zulukanda Ukolo, Eline Gaterens, Kanyangani Ashu Pagoto, will drop him and try to get him back. Nyabona Bantung and Bella Bayapa, along my comments. The city is signal, Lamsha, Yashu, Ukolo, Ukolo, Sizazamagulung, Isa Utabalol. Goto and Rugunzang, put in the name Wom Terri, Nilomunum Lalelo connecting when he assists when Woods Umlali and Utini. Kola Kolam Terri, Mapindam Chirongwa, or connecting when Ban.
Kuluma lomnumzana la from Chabuza.
Chabuza unjani futhi?
Ngiyaphila futhi njani?
Hayi siyaphila. Nantu dabula ukhona egudwini kulabo sakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthiwa hayi balamandla okuthuthukisa isimo somnotho elizweni, kuthiwa balamandla okuletha imisebenzi. Bona bala mankampani ayenza okuhle okumangalisayo ngempela. And they're based elizweni kwele Zimbabwe. Uwena uthini ngodabula ukhona egudwini?
Ya khona imizamo ikhona mihle bayenza abafowethu. Kodwa izithukuthuku zenza ziphelele koyena. Ngoba lapha ngiqonda ukuthi mina bazaqhubeka bezama kodwa bazaze baphela amandla. Ngoba ingabe iphambili ekhona yiyo esibona leli future yethu. Yebo. Kube kuyikuthi umuntu onguye ophethele kalifa. Umuntu omutsha olengqondo entsha ezokwazi ukuhambisana lentsha leyo kufanele ithuthukise ilizwe nokuzoba lula. Kodwa kunzima ukuthi ufundise izendalo ukuthi uyifundise ama-tricks amasha okuphila, yabona, kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. So kube kuyikuthi bekuwumuntu omutsha omtshela ukuthi hayi lapha futhi ngoba uyabona ukuthi uzivalele phakathi kwenduba ezisoleso kungani ungafiki lapha nalaphana yabo lokuzoba lula kodwa kuthanda ukuthi kube nzima ngoba kunzima ukuthi manje ngingathumela imali kubaba lekhaya ngithi baba nayo imali ngicela ngithengele inkomo yabo ngithole kuyokuthi ubaba uthenga imbuzi next time futhi ngithumela imali ngithi hayi baba ngicela ngithengele imbuzi ngithole ukuthi ubaba uthethe leya mali wabhadalela umnami school fees esikolo kufika kube nzima ukuthi nginethembe mnikazi. So kunzima ukuthi wenze investment kulela lezi uthathe imali ukuthi ufuna ukuthuthukisa kulela lezi ibhizinisi lami ngoba uyabukwazi ukuthi into oyenzayo la kusasa ena future.
Awungitshele ke Tshabuza, uyazi I was reading on ilistle Forbes Africa. Bona bathi ukuze umuntu abe ku list lena they have to be doing into ethiwa ngesikhiwa a unique business. Kwele Zimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhalala besithi hayi eningi labantu amabhizinisi abo akhanya ngani ayafana, wonke umuntu is trying to get into IT and things like that. Ubona ngani elizweni kumele siyenzeni ukuze sibone the number of Zimbabweans sebekhuphuka from 7 to if possible or 120 kulisena Forbes Africa.
Ya kona into efanele ukuthi yenziwa ngithi kufanele ukuthi umuntu lo umuntu mayethena uyenza investment kumbe nebusiness afuna ukuthi aliyenze kube amabhizinisi ahlukeneyo ukuze into yabe ifunwa abantu emakhethi bengafiki befuna into eyodwa. Kufana nokuthi for instance manje wena uthengisa amagwili kanti uthengisa amagwili yabo usuka kuba nzima kubathengi ukuthi ngoba ubakwazi wena bangazi mina so abathengi angeke uyithole iprofit kangako ngoba umuntu ubuya sika fake isikhalazo ekwazi ukuthi uzakhona ukuthi adlula kuye kuwe ezothola leyo nto efanayo kini. So kuba lula ukuthi kube omunye umuntu ubhizi ngebhizinisi lempahla eyigqoko for instance, omunye ugijima ngebhizinisi lokudla, omunye ahambe ngebhizinisi lokunye. Kodwa kunzima ukuthi uthenge into efana lempahla uhambe uyithengise ngoba angezake uthenge nge-5,000 yabona uhambe uthenge 5,000 leyo 5,000 kule 30,000 rand kusuka kube nzima khona lapho yabona ngoba imali yakulela lizwe ayinayo vele ivalue yokuthi ungayenza ibhizinisi. First of all kumele kube nemali eyiyo esebenzayo ekwazakala ukuthi umuntu uma yinvesta imali uzothola imali, hayi ukuthi usebenzise imali uhambe so-data trade leyo yenzakalayo ukuthi mina mangile mpahla wena unginika amagwili ubonani into isizana kanjani.
Hayi Tshabuza, siyakuzwa kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzane.
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe umuhle baba kunzwa kuna Lakson Tshabuza adzokurira maonero aCaroline Moyo kuti aiwa hongu zvakanaka zvikurusa kuti vechidiki vari kupiwa maopportunities aya kuti vazvisimudze uyezve vasimudzire upfumi hwenyika. Asi hanzi nehurumende iripo iyi zvinenge haiwa kungotambisa nguva. Regai tidzokere kuna Terence Tinzo kuti iye anoti adzoka parunare. Terence, usakone cingwena, you still on the line mnumzana?
I'm right here.
Right, the callers seem to be having at the same thing. Like I keep emphasizing, a lot of entrepreneurs come onto this program, and they feel as though they try, but no matter how hard they try, it just awloof, it disappears into thin air, and their attempts are just disregarded. How do you go about helping young people like that? I see that one of the requirements for you to be on this list is to be turning a profit. Your company is turning a profit. How do you go about ensuring that someone can be in a position whereby they create a business that can turn a profit?
Okay. I actually think that when you're in discussion with the last caller, you actually answered that question by saying the requirement to feature on Forbes magazine is that you are in a unique business. And as you rightfully put it, if everyone is going to go into the same industry, for example, if everyone is going to start a chicken farm, I mean, I've got nothing against people in those lines of businesses. Number one, it's easy for anyone else to enter the market. As a result, margins will be pushed low, and that could quickly push you out of business. But it's about taking time to look at what's going on in the economy. Mm-hmm. And looking for an opportunity that is unique, because
if your business is unique and you've got a particular unique selling point, then you've got a value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, you can then charge a price that gives you good margin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you succeed. And like what I'm saying, for me, it was also an issue to say we then actually benefited from the downturn. In that, my partner and I realized that the big players in the industry were leaving Zimbabwe because the economy was becoming more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took that opportunity not to leave the country because we also had this opportunity, but like, no, let's actually grow the business by taking that market share that they were leaving. But to be honest, the trick is look for a niche. Look for, something that you can do uniquely. Something that not everyone else is doing. And I can assure you, you will experience some success in it.
Right. Terence, as Tinten Olumi Tabolo Kone Kotwini, once again, whilst we're speaking to the requirements on the list of the for you to be eligible for the Forbes 30 under 30 list, people have to have a business that impacts abantu emphakathini, that changes the community around them. Let's talk a little about i-business lakho, i-Southern Incineration and Services. Kahle, i-business lakho limayelana ngani? Njalo abantu sebesithi it's impacting umphakathini elizweni. How are you impacting the country for you to get to a stage whereby you can say, in company I'm bafethu is raking in $1 million?
Okay. I know to generally munwese and apa na apa anombinda kuchipata. Paunenda kuchipata unobaya waji Jackson. Now to kana to panoshana soma cotton or there can be an operation taking place. But generally what my business does is whether it's a hospital, whether it's a clinic, whatever, there's that biomedical waste that they produce from the operation. They use syringes. If someone has been operated, gulama gloves, gulama cotton, alekas, omama, gulama steel beds, gulama placenta, gonke lokia. So if bedjela, ama kliniki, also if you go to office parks, in the ladies' toilets, you'll find, their sanitary bins. We rent bins to those office parks. So we collect that biomedical waste and we destroy it, which means we generally burn it. Now the impact aspect of it is that if you can just do a quick Google search, you realize that there have been some hospitals in Harare, in Bulawayo, in Gweru that have been caught because they were dumping that particular waste in open fields. And then abantu ana sibe hamba sibe jala la masirinji, sibe jala leka, sibe jola ngani ngama lipstick. So we come now and say, no, let us help you as a hospital, as a clinic, to come up with a solution that does not expose people to that kind of waste because it's hazardous, because handling blood that kind of waste, if it's not handled properly, it can lead to the spread of disease when people come in contact with it. So generally, we look at roughly in a week, we handle about five tons of such waste because you find it in Harare, Lawayo, in White Bridge, in Big Falls, in Kwekwe, Adoma, Norton, Jishawani, just to name a couple of places where we operate from. And we've got it's clinics, it's hospitals, and office buildings. Those are our primary customers. And that is the solution that we offer them. To say, let us help you destroy this in a safe and effective way that is equally cheap and cost-effective, but also it protects people from coming into contact with that waste. I mean, you don't want people to be handling blood and used syringes.
Now,
Right.
Ngikuzwile mnumzana. Ngibona ngani isikhathi sethu. I have to now prepare for the next guest. But umbuzo wami ukugcina before I let you go. What does this mean for you njengomuntu ongisakhulayo? Does it open up new opportunities? What does this lead to njengoba now, this big prestigious, outlet on the face of the continent has said, now ngumuntu ongisakhulayo, uTerence Mate, he's under 30, he's doing these big things, what does it mean for your company and what does it mean for the nation?
First of all, I mean, there have really been people knocking at our door to say, okay, you're doing this in Germany. Come to South Africa, come to Botswana. Because it's a real issue everywhere. And so, I mean, that has been the immediate thing to say people have come knocking at the door to offer money to grow the business, also to help us set up in different markets. So, Ngati, yeah, I mean, from the gate go, that's been it. Also, generally, you go through quite a vigorous vetting process before you actually appear. So, I mean, you submit financial statements, you submit bank statements, and all that stuff. So, when you do make it on the list, it does give your company and yourself a badge of credibility to say, you know, you are actually doing what you say you're doing. So also, when Avanti Serebuya now and Vashida Ukshanda Onyesu, what I want to know, I mean, these people seem to be doing what they actually claim to be doing. And generally, people like to be associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is correct. Yes.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle mathe, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo wathi ngithatha test wami wesibili kodwa hayi mfethu ungakahambi ngizathi amhlophe amhlophe makorokoto, congratulations one more time nomzana. Hayi ngibona ngani ukuthi hayi right. Alright, so Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard from Tenants Mate. He was one of the people on the list, as I mentioned earlier on. He joins Kim Jade, Gilmore Moyo, Ukanyisile Nderezina, Wilford Mwanza, Ushoriwa Benjamin, Ganye Lomelisa Mwale. All these are young Zimbabweans who featured on the 2019 Forbes 30 Under 30 list. But let me have my second guest, my second guy. He's also on the list, Gilmore Moyo. I just read his profile. He's the co-founder of Paper Bag Africa. Now, before I go to Gilmore, I have a little story to tell you, Zimbabwe Muhle. I remember Gilmore was here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and that was the first time I got to meet him whilst he was in D.C. Whereas I once had a conversation with Gilmore. Mike, let me tell you, Empilo and Pururu, if there's one thing that I never want to happen, is what you mean, I need to deep pants and I die. I wonder about how Gilmore was broke. So I find it hilarious. Where he can properly say, I mean, Deepansi broke. That can't be Gilmore. But let's hear more from Gilmore. Gilmore, welcome to the program, brother.
You're a clown.
No, man, Puru, I'm sure. I recall that conversation like it was yesterday, and now it's happening. It's coming to fruition.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, thank you for having me on the show. I mean, it's exciting to go on Studio 7. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, come on.
It's the best. So, Pururu, as Tinten Utabalu Kone Kutwini, Forbes 30 under 30, what does this mean for you, Njongomuntong Sakulayo, or Tabuga Gontu Tuzatunga? You know, a lot of people, you know, you're repping the city, you're repping the country. What does this mean for you as a young person? What does this mean for Paper Bag Africa? And what does this mean for the nation?
You know, the funny thing is that I think when all these things happen to you, you don't realize how much work you've been putting in. I think that Curtis Nengakula and Sakumbulan Kadisa and Jusebenza in this creative space in 2008. And I'm looking back now, I'm thinking, you know what, those were the seeds that I was planting into all this happening now. Mm. So in many cases, I think when August I was told with our homophobe 30 under 30, I was very much excited. But at the same time, there's this calmness that comes over you to say, you know what, and you've been putting in some work.
Mm.
But for me, I think it's just not only about what it's saying about me, but it's saying a lot about young Zimbabweans. There's over 1,000 young Zimbabweans that are working on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Some of them quit along the way. Some of them don't quit along the way. So it simply means that we as young Zimbabweans are heading towards the right direction. I'm just representing a small fraction of these many hardworking Zimbabweans. So we're not that far. We're there. We're going somewhere.
Mm. Now, Gilmore, I was reading the statement to the interview that you guys gave when you were conducting this whole Forbes thing. And when you highlighted one thing, would say, when's it busy, Zimbabwe? Sure. Bafetsu, it's a sport on its own. So when how are you doing this when njengomuntu ongisakhulayo simzwile nangu Terence ube khona esithi inkampani yakhe he's looking ukuthi he will be raking in six figures by the end of the year. When njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, how are you doing it when it's such a sport elizweni eningi labantu abasakhulayo bayakhala?
Eh, ezibapho kunzima hlobo abangani, asingixambelana amanga. But I think one thing mina engizama ukuthi ngikwenze all the time when I sebenza ukuthi I mean, there is no way you can just go one block without realizing all the many problems that the country has. But then I realized that obviously in all those many problems that the country has, there's always, you can actually be the solution to the problem. But I'm not trying to speak riddles or anything like that. But for me, kahle, I realized with Zimbabwe, there's a lot of attention coming from outside. A lot of people want to work in Zimbabwe, or they want to work with Zimbabwe, or they are just fascinated about what's happening in Zimbabwe. So while everyone is looking into Zim and realizing that it's not a problem, if you have a man, you have interest in Jalonjalo, how then are we as young people setting ourselves apart using these online platforms that these people use to see what's happening in Zim? So, Mina, what I've managed to capture, which is my niche market, is that I've become the go-to person always in Zimbabwe for anyone who's outside. So people always, when they're looking into it, somehow, somewhere they'll come to you and say, oh, Kilmore, I've got this project as a European Union, and we want to work with you because you see the stuff that you've done and you've seen how you've profiled your work online. Mm-hmm. That's basically how I've managed to profile myself and to also sustain myself to say, I want to set myself as a go-to person in Zimbabwe when it comes to issues that have to do with content creation, mm-hmm. public relations, or managing projects, which is what Trevor Degafiga does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm surviving. But I'm also surviving by trying not to concentrate so much on the things because of that. But at the same time, I shouldn't ignore the fact that Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe. So I'm trying to find a balance of, okay, Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe, but let me not spend too much time focusing on the issues. Let me also realize that the world is actually my village. That's why I'm called the global citizen, because the world is there waiting for me to actually put in my efforts and work in it.
Mhm, sibapho muhle langu Gilmo Hansi na Gilmo, the world is your oyster. Gilmo, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni sithathe umlaleli isizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthi nangithi. Right, kola mthereri, ndikunzondi nemthereri, I have a call ecingweni, ari pari nari o call ecingweni ngubani?
Hello.
Yes, papa, how are you?
I'm okay, and how are you?
I'm good, yes, if you're okay. So, who's on the line there?
Masuku lo.
Masuku, njani papa? Anyaphila nantu dabo lukhona egudwini abantu abasakhulayo iForbes Africa iphephandaba leForbes Africa lithi kulabantu abayi-7 abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe who are doing izimanga. Wena uthini?
Hayi, ndandiwajabulela mbajayela ihlombe abafowethu nawe ukuthi into zakhona bazihambisa ngendlela esiyabe siyithanda ngakhona ukulathi sihlezi nje siri kubarobela maboko tishithi pamberi nezvamuri kuita vakomana but into evhunga kuti nyizvisise kuti amatita lava nyaaetenza into zavo ngendlela cela umbuzere kuvo zvinhu zvenyu zvamuri kuita izvi muri kuzviita nenzira dzakanaka here nekuti tinoda kuti mangwana mwana wese wezimbabwe aenjoye kuno mumwe mulaleri woko wakukuruma futi akati aiwazve hatidi kuti vanhu vanenge vachitivo zvenyika zviri kufamba zvenyika zviri kufamba vachingodla vega vari kumbodlanani ita sei ende vari kuzvikwanisa sei vamwe vana vachishaya kana kuti mari dzekuti vaende kuchikoro
zalo
nje mfuni kuti kuona lava vamakidhauna lava vana sepumeleri kanje what are they giving to the community kuti vasimete nao ndibona sevengani sevengcono abantwana vangaye ezikolo vana mafoundation apangani ala mascholarship avaoffer vantwana vasezikolo avamaprimary ngoba mina i always move around ndtorila vantwana ezinye indawo avangakwanisi kuye primary esikolo kodwa vona oredi vona vadova kumamillionaires are they realizing that in the community there are some of the people avafuni uncedo lwavo. So if those guys can answer those questions, ngizaphinda futhi ngibatshayela ihlombe nxa ngisengqondeni zabo bengela lokwana ukuthi bona bafuna ukuthenga amaferrari ne-moving around posting ukuthi tabane mali it came out of all those abangela mali.
Right, baba Masuku bamba kancane ecingweni sizwe ukuthi yena uGilmo uthen silaya ecingweni angithi. Right, Gilmo usakhona ecingweni na? Gilmo. ngisakhona. Nanga umasuku uyamuzwa ngithi.
Ngiyamuzwa ngimzila umasuku.
Awumphenduli.
I mean, nje obviously ngizokhuluma ngendaba zama foundation, but mina umsebenzi wami kakhulu ngisebenza nabantu abakuma art ebulawayo. So you find ukuthi iningi labantu abakuma art through our company has managed to actually make it safe for themselves. They are sustaining themselves kulokhu abakwenzayo. Nabaqamba nje abambalwa, onkanye zethu malunga sebenza laye. Ngumuntu nje ngabona ukuthi ulesifiso sokuthunga, ngabe sengimncedisa lami ukuthi kutholakale ephumelela lakhathi singawukhuluma ngabantu abaku-fashion. Umuntu nje wankanye zethu malunga, Nkululeko Ncube, Lanaija Phiwa, Osanelizo Mpofu, those are names that constantly come about. At the same time, thina we don't want to set ourselves too thin in terms of trying to say, oh, we want to work in the health sector. Napo Therese bayenza khonoko. Abanye are also working in the education sector. But I mean, my strength is in the creative space. So you find ukuthi in Zimbabwe kunje so abantu obviously they go to school, but abanye bakhona abana sipho sokuthi they time academics njengabanye. But bathi sipho sokuthi mina ngiyahlabela, mina ngiyagida, mina ngenza lokhu lalokhu. So basically my company, Paperback Africa, works a lot in the creative space, and we have really helped a lot of young artists in Bulawayo, in Zimbabwe, to actually fully establish themselves as paying artists or being paid for what they do. So umthetho wethu kahle kahle ukuthi if you have a talent and you are good at what you do, you need to get paid for that. And now we help to link you from one place to another. That's what we do. About education, I intend to talk on a lot about the movies about when I was in an uncle and they could an army because I don't have food for sending a person.
Baba Masuku, umzwile na ukiyomo. Baba Masuku, sa connecting when na.
Right, I'm not like a local.
Right,
you can I would to call a lion a quanita and then go to any kind of really is in the art industry. The art industry is diversified to the extent that would be a Gulenda or Napo Abafuzeraenda, sort of scouting. Kuluma Zedate Makaya, there are quite a number. As soon as you have a low hanging fruit, as you are soon to have a Yabang animal in a high. But those low hanging fruits are already there. Because I'm good in Lavaz, Emma Kaya, Pans, Conal, what's Kobo Kobo, right? In Avanqua and Avale Party talent. But we are saying, what in Soundi, Avana, Inge, Utuangan, and Dan, in my accent in that. You are already saying, Muslo, seven amateurs, yes, in the Utikona. You are to show you, Buna, it's like a computer window, 12 miles to up, look you more. What are Kirmo and company doing to such people? I was a fungal extent they can be computer literate. What are they asking that?
I say, I was about my soul years looking in Lomunya lady, so I might have to let you go. Thank you, Mongan. All right, Zulukanjaba. Hey, you heard it all, folks. Namsha, we're speaking about 7 young Zimbabwean entrepreneurs who were selected to be part of the 5th annual Forbes 30 Under 30 list. What this means is these are part of 120 young Africans who are shaping industries, who are creating industries, who are creating employment, not only in their country, but on the face of the continent. Omunye wabo ngukiyomo moyo, yena ukhona ehlelweni namhla. He is the founder of Paperback Africa. Earlier on, we're speaking, Lord Terence, yena ngomunye ongusakhulayo, who's also on this list. Yena, he is the founder of Incinery Services Company. Right, asi ndikunzondi no umomthereri nge lo munyu umlalele khona ecincweni khona khona umthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa ndiyani
Gogo Majubani
unjani mama
Ngiyaphila baba
So ehlelweni lamhlasi lo umuntu ongisakhulayo kuthwa yena he's doing really really well Gogo wenza izimanga umfana lo he's been selected to be part of abantu abasakhulayo who are 120 abadabuka kuzwe kazi ele Africa kuthiwa hayi amabhizimus abo alakho ukuthuthukisa hayi izwe kazi kuphela kodwa ilizwe la ele Zimbabwe wena ungathini gogo
ngiyamuzwa sibili lo osakhulayo othi yena ibusiness yakhe iyaphakama njalo uyaproducer. Ngiyamangala kuleli lizwe eleZimbabwe ukuthi kube labasakhulayo abathi bona ama business abo aya booster umkwafa kudala ama shop asephonga ba ama shop agcwele impahla kulanto esibhayo bona be sithi into zabo ziyabahambela sibahambela ngayiphi indlela elizweni elibuhlungu kangaka mina ngingaphe ekhaya ereserve edinga ba vele ama shop apho nguma sihlumpithu njalo asigcovi asiyachukela sokuba ngabantu thina lati sasithi singo business woman kodwa sesizihlalela ukuhlala ilembu selidula sasithunga ama uniform uyi sasilungisisepa but izinto zokuthi ngilungisisepa ngithengisela abantu sezidura vele kasisakwanisi laba bantwana labo bayasponsor actually akwazi ukuthi i-government ebusayo ile youth so bayanikwa izimali ezokuthi bathini babhuse kodwa thina kasizitholi so nxa kunjilo ngababona ukuthi bayashare labantwana even abasema-reserve labo batholi i-opportunity yona leyo ukuthi baphakamise labo babe lamabhizinesi abo baphumele nangaphandle bangabodlela phakathi kuphela edorobheni njalo futhi mina ngicela ukuthi nxa lisamukela izifoni lithathe le ma-reserve not only ema town abantu abasema town bale thuba elokuthi lina liyakhuluma nawo ngapha ema reserve vele ngasila thuba lokuthi likhulume lati kwenzela ukuthi our views abantu bayathubeka ngapha ema reserve abanye bathi bona ama business abo aya booster thina sesizihlalele labantwana besikolo kabasayi lesikolo sesiswela lokuthi senzeni
hayi gogo sikuzwile kahle wothi siza ukuthi yena ugima uthini namazwi akho angithi gogo
akulungile baba
siyabonga right Gilmo usakhona ecingweni Gilmo
yebo I'm still here ngisakhona
right uyamuzwa ugogo uthi hayi nina njengabantu especially you young people who are all doing well and excelling ukuthiwa niyenzani ukuze lithuthukise abontanga who are all based in the rural areas. Is there anything that you guys are doing to help them?
Yeah, I know. There's actually quite a few things. Okay, I'll give an example of what we do at Pepper Veg Africa. So almost once a year, we do AMA workshops, which are like about 5-day workshops. The last one that we did, we collaborated with a local embassy. Then Sahamba, Elipane, we had three young people from Lupane coming through with the Zama workshop, and then we had Abanye Plum. Actually, just 2 weeks taking the Plum to the Lundiga Foundation. Because we're trying to do a lot of projects. Abanye Plum, Ekaya, not the Plum town. So, Matopo, the areas around Bulawa, we're doing quite a few work in Matopo, Lupane, Enkai, Ebulilima, Lase, Plum. But I think I'm going to speak a corner. But I know one of our young colleagues, all Noma Kosazana, and Abonkanya is Malunga, by his incident, and then I could work in this window in Jaro. So, obviously, it's one step at a time, because, like she's saying, there's so many issues, there's so many other challenges that we are facing in Zimbabwe. And these challenges are only not faced by Abanda Watanemakai. That is in the so-called Ageko, Amaz Ageko. But what we're realizing is that we cannot be sitting and complaining about the issues and things that we are going through on a day-to-day basis. What can we do in our capacity to become better off of ourselves and with the little resources that we have and with the little collaborations, because the main thing is our collaboration. So that's basically how we are working. But if it's a goofy idea, I think it's just one day at a time and one step at a time.
Now, Gilmo says, I figure my petrol and hotel, so 7 minutes, but there's something that I want to touch on with you. Now, I was watching an interview that SABC had with Ukaren Wendera, the one who compiled the list, the 30 under 30 list.
Yes.
And the interview also featured another young girl who's on the list, Untabi Singh. And Untabi Singh works, if I remember correctly, it's in Liberia or one of those places. Whereby there's a lot of stereotypes that are attached to it of just negative things. Umuntu closes their minds and just thinks of that region. When njengo umuntu ngisakhula uNthabiseng yena ube sithi hayi, she's really proud of the fact ukuthi there is an outlet that is there to highlight the positives that come from the region. When Njengomuntu ungisakhulayo, who's had this opportunity, who has also been given the platform to highlight, how do you feel about that? Do you feel as though this is a platform that you can use to highlight ukuthi eZimbabwe yebo ngempela izinto azimanga kuhle kodwa bakhona abantu abasakhulayo abayenza izimanga?
It is. I think it's an incredible platform that highlights also the good things that we have in Zimbabwe and what young Zimbabweans are doing. As much as we're not as many as we could be, but it's a good platform. I'll say what I was talking, I said to my friend this afternoon, because you know what? Zimbabwe is such in a chaotic space in terms of economy. Everything is looking like it's just upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And in that space, in that very same space, there's a lot of attention on Zimbabwe. One thing that young people, and this person I was talking to is an artist, I was saying to them, how are you using social media? How are you using the fact that you're all of them are following in, Google, WhatsApp, like Twitter, like Facebook, to profile the things that you are doing so that when the world looks into Zimbabwe, besides seeing that our economy is upside down, prices are going up on a singular daily basis, what else are they saying and how are you positioned in that space? So, it's obviously an incredible platform that basically looking into Zim and obviously seeing all these many things that are happening in Zimbabwe. But then they choose to say, okay, we can focus maybe 75% on the challenges that Zimbabwe is going through, but 25% of our focus is going to go to those that are trying to do something about the situation or that are trying to survive. And it's an opportunity for us as young people to also fully establish ourselves using the social media. Because we focus on the social media, so we focus on social media, and we're not thinking of what is the world seeing when they look into our country?
Mm-hmm. So, I asked Terrence the same thing. One of the requirements on this list, for you to be on the list, is you have to be generating a profit. How? When are you based in going to that tunga in Bulawayo? Isn't as manga kuhle akula gesi akula manzi abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala bathi akula misebenzi. How is Gilmore then in turn generating a profit?
We have realized that obviously ngapha you can't sell your products or you can't help artists sell their products to abantu zabo abazama ukudinga impilo every day.
Mm-hmm.
So how we are doing then is we realize ukuthi there's a lot of ama diasporans abantu abangahlala eZimbabwe, abanye abase South Africa, abanye abase UK, abase USA, but that want to consume what's coming out of Zimbabwe. So then through our capacity, what we do is we partner with the Zabandabanjabo extra stores where we make sure that the quality that's coming out is good, and then they do the quality control. And our target audience is always Zabandabanjabo. It has Nkumbune Zimbabwe. What music can I buy from Zimbabwe? What fashion can I buy from Zimbabwe? That's how I'm surviving.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm looking at it. So I'm realizing, well, you know what, this is my niche market. The niche market is I want to be able to tell an authentic Bulawayo Zimbabwean African story coming straight from the heart of Zimbabwe. But at the same time, I want the rest of the world to consume this. So hence, we realize, okay, the market is called. So that's things that we need to do. We are to ASF, we are the album. Then we help to push ASF's album outside the country because people want to know what's happening in Zim.
What's next for Paperbag Africa and Gilmore T? Because I know which one are your brand upon yourself.
Yes. What next is obviously with all this attention that we've gotten via Forbes and even the situation in Zimbabwe, I want Paperback Africa to become the ultimate place you go to when you want to consume authentic African products, stories, or content. So that's what Paperback Africa is all about. I keep saying to people, they ask me, why is it called Paperback Africa? I say, well, I'm getting shopping, I'm getting the plastic, the paperback, lap, or line, whatever that you do. What you throw in that bag is really your choice.
Mm-hmm.
So now what's in our bag is African content, African talent, African projects. We want to become the authentic African state that you go to open consumer. So we want to influence not only Africa, but the whole, the globe at large. Hence, we're called Paperback Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gilmore, good luck and congratulations. And thank you so
thank
much.
You. Please send me that money.
Don't worry. We spoke about your money, my friend. The money will come.
That's what I want.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, sesifikile baphetheleni sasuka kumagume echirongwa. That was Gilmore Moyo. He's the founder of Paperback Africa. Early on, we also had Terrence, who is the founder of Incinerary Services, Harare. Right, isikhathi sesiphelile, sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo, sasuka kuba kugume eTshirongwa, ndinothenda zvikuru kune munhu wese apinda muTshirongwa. Ngatisanganei same time, same place next week. Anokuonekai ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.
Kanaka Muri Zimbabwe, Inno Studio 7.
Tichipepenyura tiri mu Washington.